Danny Dugan joins us again this morning. She's been out on maternity leave. Happy to discover that she's got young Ellis out weeding carrots. So he's not just sitting around being coddled. He is earning his keep the way children ought to. Hey, Annie, good morning.
Hey, Seth, how's it going? And well, everyone should earn their art cred this week because there is, of course, plenty to go about and going.
You know, the one thing that babies actually really kind of rock at is making art, whether you put paint on their little hands and their little feet and you sort of, you know, use them as stamps and stamp different things, or you just give them art of some or art materials exactly of some in some way, shape or form and say, go to it, child. Little kids just rock at making art and they think they enjoy it. Obviously, with their whole bodies, you know, their eyes and their little fingers, you know, and of course stuff it in the mouth and the whole bit.
Right.
They really take a bite out of art.
They absolutely do. And little kids, I'm watching how art, how all the different mediums come together in little kids, because music, there's visual art, they know there's no when it comes to little kids, that's for sure.
Annie, your cell phone's breaking up just a little tiny bit this morning.
So you gotta
find a perfect spot, and you have to, you know, not move, not breathe, just talk.
All right. Well, I won't even bounce.
There you go.
I won't bounce the baby.
There, no baby bouncing.
Oh, good.
So
I hope it's good now.
What have we got to look forward to this week?
Well, we've got a great week. Thursday, Elizabeth Kuth, who has an exhibition at the Duluth Art Institute right now, she is giving an artist talk at 5:30 in her gallery. And I think it's going to be fascinating. She is, she's been around for a while in the Duluth arts community. And I think, you know, not only is the story about her artwork fascinating, she comes from the abstract expressionist school of Jungian psychology is in her work. But she has been a real pioneer in feminist art. She was part of the group that started the WARM Collective, which is the Women Artists of Minnesota collective. She has been a continual voice and has been making art, you know, continually, which I think is always, you know, how you can sustain a life as an artist throughout your career is a really important story for young artists to hear, because it can be exhausting. And so I think it's a good inspirational thing for folks to come out and hear Elizabeth's story, as well as hear about her artwork, because it's very unique and interesting. It's definitely abstract, but she has a lot of each image has a backstory to it. So hearing her take on it is fascinating. And then Friday, Allison Auney is doing a special workshop at the Three West, put on a show called WTF. It was a feminist art exhibition that opened a couple weeks ago. And Allison is doing a free workshop for folks. She's calling the workshop Feminist Femage Cultural Goddess Workshop. So it's open to everybody. Participants just have to bring textiles or symbolic images that mean something to them, either culturally significant or significant to their own history and story. If you've seen Allison's work, you see that she uses patterns quite a bit. And I love that she incorporates patterns from all different sort of cultural resonances. So she has, you know, those the packages that rye crisps come in, those that blue and white beautiful packaging. She uses patterns from IKEA. You know, these things that are actually in sort of everybody's house, and then transforms them into her art. So she's going to share with participants how you know, how she comes along and does that, and folks can try their own hand at it. So that's this Friday at the Three West Studio from 5 to 7. And then Saturday is the Duluth Art Institute continues its morning film series, its Saturday morning art film series, with a film called Downtown 81 that follows the career of Jean-Michel Basquiat. who is a really fascinating character in the New York art scene in the 80s. And then that evening, Saturday evening, the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial is having their annual gala. And I think what's really interesting and important about what the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial does is that it's a living memorial in the sense that, you know, I think there's whole courses devoted to memorials and sculptures and structures that commemorate certain things, so war memorials, or and how they take that memory and continue it. And it's not just, I think what is important with what Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial is doing is that it's not just the structure itself. They have talks, they have scholarships, they have events. So it's very much that they're continuing that conversation beyond just the memorial itself. So I think that's really a fascinating piece of what they've done and how they've activated that space and that conversation continually. So,
and Ivy Vineo has just announced that she's going to be the photographer for the event.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I know that Karen Diver is going to be the speaker, and Karen is just fascinating. She was a tribal chairman at Fond du Lac, and then she went on to work in the Obama administration. Now she's back teaching at UMD, and I think has a lot of really interesting things to talk about. So that's going to be a dynamite event on Saturday for sure.
It certainly is. Well, you've got a couple of little kids to ride herd on and make sure that they're, you know, doing their chores and slopping the hogs, the sorts of things that little kids need to do on a farm. And then that they come in and sit down for their requisite 2 hours of work in the studio.
Absolutely.
Creating art.
We keep a tight schedule around here.
Annie, it's so good to hear your voice again. And again, we want to thank Bill Shipley, and thanks to you or whoever the genius was who hooked us up with Bill Shipley. We really enjoyed having him as our guest host. We love having you back on the air. It's all good right here at KUMD.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Annie. Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art Monday mornings right here on KUMD.